4.3, pinpoint citations, pointing to a specific page in a case. The following is a citation to a federal case, Smith v. Jones, 930 F. 2nd, 308, 8th Circuit, 1998. As you know, this case can be found in Volume 930 of the Federal Reporter Second Series. The case begins on page 308. When citing a case in a document as a courtesy to the reader, the author of the document should indicate the page on which the quote is located after the first page number. This is referred to as pinpoint citation. Example, Smith v. Jones, 930 F. 2nd, 308, 315, 8th Circuit, 1998. Another way to read that would be Smith v. Jones, 930 F. 2nd, 308, pinpoint 315, 8th Circuit, 1998. The rule is that if the author cites one pinpoint, all parallel sites within the same citation must have pinpoints as well. A regular citation from a state case would read, In re Jones, 98 Nevada Reports 113, 351 Pacific 2nd, 714, 1979. An appropriate pinpoint citation would be as follows. In re Jones, 98 Nevada Reports 113, pinpoint 115. 351 Pacific 2nd, 714, pinpoint 717, 1979. Another form of pinpoint citation occurs after a quote in a memorandum or other legal writing. The rule is that an authority should be fully cited the first time it is mentioned in a document. The author may simply provide the id signal and state the exact page number where that quote appears. Id means fully cited above. For instance, if the following were a quote from a case that had been fully cited previously as Smith v. Jones, 584 F. 2nd, 431, 4th Circuit, 1989, the pinpoint would look like this. The court cannot provide relief when the plaintiff fails to state a claim upon which relief can be granted. Id at 683. Exercise C, pinpoint citations. Cite the following case title pages using pinpoint citation form, assuming the quotation being cited is from the page in question.